Kurt, you came in here as a seventh round pick, and every year guys come in and you have to defend your position. And every year you rise above the rest. How are you so consistent in doing so?
I believe in myself, first and foremost. God has brought me through a lot of situations in my life, and you know, I get to welcome the competition. I've always been able to, you know, push myself to further and higher things when people are behind me trying to, you know, take my spot. But I think I want us to learn as a group, become the best safety group, best defensive back group. So it's not about, you know, trying to win my spot. So I know what I can do. I know what I can bring to the table. So
yeah, well, it seems like the theme this year is just competition, right?
It is. I think, you know, this is one of the best training camps that I've been a part of. You know, going in the off season, you know, I didn't never know what's going to happen, but I think the coaches did a great job of really pushing us and allowing us to really see where we can go, and put it on the players' onus to, you know, push ourselves and really take our level to a new stepping stone. So the whole off season, I felt like we did great, and then training camp, you know, everyone was really battling for the position. You never knew who was going to take the starting spot, and you know, now that we're finally getting ready to get the season started, I feel like this is the best group of guys that we could have.
Players have defining moments in the fans' eye, and many people think that your defining moment came in the Redskins game of last year whenever you had those three picks. Were you just in the zone that day?
I was blessed. I'll tell you what, it wasn't just me that made those plays. You know, we had a great rush from our defensive line, and I was able and fortunate enough to make the plays that I did. But I felt like that was really a game that I really reassured myself that I can not only just play this game of football, but be great at this game.
When did that thinking come? Was it after pick one or pick two, or did it come after pick three?
I think after the second pick, I looked over at the coaches, the Washington Redskins coach, and I said, stop throwing it my way. And I said a little bit harsher than that, but I was, you know, you really just, if you play Madden, your confidence level just goes skyrocketing, and I felt like every ball that he was throwing, it was directed towards me, and I was like, this is awesome.
That Redskins game last year came during Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and typically when people think about breast cancer, they associate it with women. Mm-hmm. But your foundation, Coleman for a Cure, looks at it from a different angle, and that's promoting and bringing awareness to male breast cancer.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, actually, I'm supporting my Coleman for a Cure bands right now, but my dad was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006 as I was getting ready to play in a national championship game. And, you know, I think a lot of people would look at it as, why me? But my dad, you know, looked at it as, okay, I'm glad it's me and no one else in my family. And he took the role of a survivor as soon as he was diagnosed with breast cancer. And he's been able to be cancer-free for 5 years now. And we want to take the stepping stone of raising money for people that are less fortunate, the kids that don't have the money, the funds to really say, do I pay for rent? Do I pay for leukemia? And they say, well, don't worry about that. Coleman for Cure is here. We're gonna fund you for this. You can get your radiation, get your chemo, and you don't have to worry about living.
So what's one word to describe Kurt Coleman?
You know, one word is just fun and loving, passionate. I guess that's not one word.
That's like four words.
I can't be described. I'm not Twitter. You can't describe me in 160 characters.
Loving. Loving. That's good. We appreciate having you here.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been fun.